Mr. Doyle. Frankly, this kind of crudity isn't really your style, is it?
No, sister.
Francis, do you know anything about our Saint Agatha?
Yes, Father.
Good. Tell us what you know.
She was really good looking, and she promised God she'd be a virgin. But then some guy wanted to marry her, and when she wouldn't, he
stopped
her in her brothel.
Stop it!
And then he cut her breasts off.
I won't tolerate any more disrespect from you. Now you confess. You tell us why you did this.
Actually, I heard that he branded her before he
You hold your tongue, young man. You are on a terrible downward spiral. He sees in your heart. He knows what you do. I fear for you.
Jodie Foster, welcome to Fresh Air. Now, you play a nun in The Dangerous Lives of Altar Boys. Were you around nuns at all when you were growing up? In church or in school? I'm not even sure you went to school.
I went to school, all right.
Did you? I thought you might have had private tutors.
No. I went to a very strict French school, actually, where everything was in French. So it was not a Catholic school, and I've been exposed to no religion whatsoever. I'm probably one of the few people that was raised as a true atheist, which, of course, makes me terribly interested in everything religious.
So your mother was an atheist?
No, my mom actually is an ex-Catholic. She actually had gone to high school in a convent and came from a Catholic family, and I suppose that probably sparked some interest with me.
So why a French school?
You know, that's a good question to ask her. She had very strong ideas that religion should have no place in education, and she started looking around and had I sort of fantasies about, you know, living in a French chateau or traveling. She'd never been anywhere, and she put me in this French school, and I guess I have kind of an ear for languages. I learned I've spoke fluently within a year.
Now, your character in the movie, the nun, thinks that the comic book fantasies that these teenage boys are reading and also writing, particularly the comic book violence in these fantasies, is very damaging. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Sister Sumter's motivations. She is a villain, of course, I have to say that, but a villain that we all understand, I think that we can all see in ourselves. She's concerned for their safety. She's worried that in some ways they're on a downward spiral and that they're spiraling out not just spiritually, but also physically and emotionally. And her way of trying to help them and trying to save them is trying to put an even stronger thumb of authority on them, trying to kind of squash their egos and squash their self-image. And, of course, we all know that that doesn't work very well.
Yeah, so she means well, but she cuts off an important part, or tries to cut off an important part of their fantasy lives, because she doesn't really understand it.
Yeah, and now, as very often happens with religious education, you're all these 14-year-olds are being taught by people who have never had children and don't really have a strong or a deep understanding of children, but even though they do want to do good works, they don't necessarily have the equipment that they need in order to understand their vocabulary.
Now, I'm thinking, here you are playing this nun who confiscates comic books because she finds the fantasy so disturbing. And at the age of 12 and a half, you were starring in Taxi Driver.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. I was a child actor.
So you were immersed in, or at least occasionally immersed in, the type of fiction that some people would find dangerous to expose young people to.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I suppose some people would, and maybe to some young people it is. I don't know. In my case, I think I've always felt that more information is better. As long as children know how to handle it emotionally.
When you were 12 and a half and got the part in Taxi Driver, was your mother afraid of what you'd be exposed to playing a child prostitute?
Well, you know, first of all, I had been an actor since I was 3 years old, so I had a long body of experience, and my mom really took me to all sorts of movies and took me to R-rated movies whenever she could, and, you know, we talked a lot about politics, and we talked about deeper things, and I grew up in Hollywood, so I was exposed to it all over the place. I knew the work of Martin Scorsese and knew what an artist he was and had seen Mean Streets and had also done Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore with him. So I don't really think it was that big of a consideration. It was a consideration, for example, for the Board of Education. And at that time, they weren't, you know, they really wanted to know that I would not be emotionally damaged by playing this part. So they brought in my lawyers brought in a psychologist to decide, I suppose,